John Harbaugh, 18 years in Baltimore, 180 regular season wins, 13 playoff victories, a Super Bowl championship, but only three playoff wins with Lamar Jackson. So what is his legacy here in Baltimore?
I think it's two legacies in one. And I found myself wondering recently, if Andy Reid had chosen anywhere to go other than Kansas City and ends up with Patrick Mahomes, like, are we talking about Harbs maybe somewhat like we're talking about Andy Reid now? Because, like, first sort of, whatever I would say, first career Harbs or first stint Harbs.
First act.
He had the secret sauce to go to Foxborough and win. Nobody was going to Foxborough and winning. He was the little engine that could. You put Harbs with whomever as a road dog in the playoffs, he's going to not just cover, he's probably going to win you outright. And he was doing things that were historically significant in terms of road wins as a young head coach. And again, wins at places where nobody else was winning. And then they switch over to the Lamar thing, which basically dovetails with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And he could not. The Arrowhead becomes the new Foxborough, and that's a house of horrors for him. And not only that, he goes from a guy who got some quality wins against Pittsburgh early to a guy who's finding ways not to beat Pittsburgh. And then, obviously, the last couple of years, and even some of this was during McDonald, they start losing games at home that they're not supposed to lose. You're starting to lose games as a home favorite with Lamar, and then you start losing games at home with Lamar as a big favorite in prime time. And I think as much as the first iteration from, like, being hired to winning the Super Bowl was about being uber clutch, saving your best for last, like having that way to create that break for yourself when somebody's going to win the game based on a break, and it might not be the team with the best roster or in many cases even the best quarterback. It went to the opposite, finding ways to come up small in the clutch, not being able to get past the big new bully in the block. And then for it to end this year where that bully didn't exist for the first time in forever and they still kicked the crap out of you and had guys, I think, pulling the chute a little bit in that one and waving their hand and I'm sub me off next, boss. And for it to have tumbled like this, there's sort of some weird symmetry there.
It's definitely a little tricky. And I think you nailed all of that, Jason, where it's kind of
two and one.
Two and one. Yes. But I think the further removed we get from this firing, the better people will look back on John Harbaugh. And look, they're lunatic fringe. We always joke about that. But you see people like doing backflips over the fact that this guy got fired. And oh my gosh, it's so amazing. Parading that. Like, it's like, come on, dude. Like, this guy was here for 18 years. Mm-hmm. They had the third most total playoff wins in that span since 2008. They had the third most playoff berths. They won more than a heck of a lot more than they didn't. I think I look back on it differently because the first game, Flacco's rookie year, which obviously John's rookie year, I remember being there with my dad. I hadn't even turned 13 yet.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I was
12 a month before turning 13. And you think of all of those wins and you think of it culminating with that Super Bowl. Did it end poorly? Did it end on a sour note? Did it end with not taking advantage of a generational talent at the quarterback position? Absolutely. But I think I choose to look back and will choose to look back on Harbaugh's legacy in Baltimore with fondness.
Oh, definitely.
Because, like, 18 years, man. Like, well, that does not
take it a step further.
Sports.
So you're looking at it through your lifetime. So yeah, I'm 52.
Yeah,
so, let me take it back to my deceased grandfather. He used to talk to me about the Colts with Weeb Eubank and Don Shula.
Yeah.
He's going to go down as the second greatest coach in Baltimore. Take Ravens out of it.
Sure.
Baltimore football history, which now we're going back 100 years. Right, it's going to be Don Shula. It's going to be Harbaugh. It's going to be, sorry, Billick. It's going to be like Weeb, and then maybe Billick. But I mean,
well, Billick won the Super Bowl, so he's got to be in the conversation.
But like, I don't think Bill's not a better coach than Harbaugh.
No.
Billick
no
left
chance.
Here and got one interview with Philadelphia when they were in a bind. This guy's going to interview with any team he wants to interview on his time.
Billick won one playoff game other than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl year. He won one. They beat Miami the next year.
And it's Don Shula. Yeah, it's Harbaugh. Not a lot of cities can say that.
How about this? Harbaugh in his first 5 years, not only did he win a playoff game every year, he went to 3 AFC title games.
Yeah.
Like, he went to 3 AFC title games. That's insanity.
And, Jason, you mentioned the road. 8 road playoff wins is the most in NFL history. The most road playoff wins in NFL history.
Now, again, there were, like, 3 total playoff games for a long period of time, and two total playoff games for a while.
And when Steve used to talk, he would lament that fact, saying, hey, we want to be playing at home in January, not on the road. But I tweeted this out, and I said, like, if you would have told Steve Bisciotti, John Harbaugh, this fan base in 2008, January, when you're about to hire this guy, hey, you're going to be here for 18 years. You're going to win all these games. You're going to win a Super Bowl. But you're going to be here for 18 years. Everyone would have signed up for that. Well, so, and that's the point. And this was, I don't want to say a nobody. It's disrespectful to him. But this was an unknown commodity.
He wasn't an it guy. He wasn't the hot commodity.
This was an unknown commodity. And he even made fun of that in his statement. Yeah, it took a chance on a special teams coach. And he's going to end up in Canton one day.
And if you would have told his coaching mentor, Andy Reid, when he left Philadelphia, right down the road from here, after having a full career there, that you're going to go to Kansas City and be remembered as the guy who won all the Super Bowls, not the guy who lost a bunch of NFC championship games, he would have been like, I don't know about that. And that's what happened.
And one more stat, by the way. He's 14th all-time in head coaching wins.
Oh, yeah.
14th?
Yeah.
Like, so
it's 18 years.
Yeah. And when you're talking about the history of the NFL going back over 100 years, he's 14th. So I would say the higher worked out.
He's going to Canton.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I also will always appreciate him getting into his brother's head Super Bowl week, which was good. Like,
yeah,
all
how about, I mean, that'll never think about that. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. Like, he got into his head. It was awesome that whole week. Alas, coming up next, time for some bounce back, fall back, bone answer, some questions we answer next here on the show.